Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Keeping the Love Command. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You know, how something is presented makes a big difference. I'm not pointing any fingers. I know I've made mistakes myself in this area. Part of it's ignorance. You know, as you grow up, you're more aware of this. I mean, this may be hard for you to believe, but I'm softer now than I was 20 years ago in the way I teach and preach. Heard people right now singing, thank God, thank God. Yes, thank God. Yes, thank God. I'm not as abrasive. I'm not as harsh. When you're young in the Lord means you're young in love. Being undeveloped in the Lord's equals being undeveloped in love. You can't develop spiritually without developing in love. And there are a number of people who think they have developed in their knowledge of the Word, and they've developed in their knowledge of faith, and in their ability to prophesy, and they try to come across strong and wind up coming across harsh. And it is not godly. And even though it's loud and pushy, it is not the Spirit of God. It is flesh. Are you with me now? Now, love is strong. God is strong. Love will correct you. Love will rebuke you. But we ought to be looking every day, Lord, help me to eliminate any unnecessary hardness, any unnecessary harshness. Men in particular, I mean, this applies to women too, but men in particular, this is Mother's Day. And we see here a manifestation of the love of God in nurturing, don't we? Well, men are also a manifestation of God, of His strength, and of His love. And you have to watch. Dads, husbands, you can come across stronger than you mean to. Are y'all with me now?
Yes.
You, even though you're right, and even though you need to portray strength, you can come across harsh. In fact, we're specifically told not to be harsh with our wives. Did you know that, husbands? We're specifically told in Scripture not to be harsh. Why would He tell us that? Because if you yield to the flesh, you could have a tendency to. And just because someone's the head of a business, head of a ministry, head of a household, doesn't mean you got any reason to be harsh.
Amen. Amen.
Hmm? Amen. How many know you can be strong without being harsh?
Yes.
Hmm? You can speak soft and smile and be absolutely unmoved. Can't you?
Yes,
you can just smile and go, no. Yeah, but. No, sorry, no. No. Nope. Nope. No.
That's good, bro.
And get better results and go, I said no.
Yeah.
By golly, when I say no, it means no. Well, that means you are weak. You are insecure, and you're trying to convince them you're strong. Because you ain't convinced yourself. When you really are strong, you got nothing to prove to anybody. See, people do all this overreaction and all this demanding because they're trying to be strong, something they don't even believe they are. Weakness, insecurity. Friends, as we grow, as we develop, you can be overpowering in a thing. And little ones, even though they might be in a 50-year-old body, they can be, you know, a baby spiritually. We talked about that. And you can just come on too strong and be overpowering. Love won't do it. Amen. Did you know that the Lord could pull you up today, sit you, and put the spotlight on you, and hold you up beside of Jesus, and show you every way and every degree that you came short of Him, and show it to you completely in its entirety and all at once? And you know what you'd say? Oh God, just put me out of my misery, please. Just, oh God, you'd be looking for something to crawl under, right? He doesn't do that.
That's right.
He's not going to do that.
That's right.
Even though He sees it. He knows it all. He sees it all. Why won't He do that? He's love. That wouldn't help you. I said it wouldn't help you. I know the Lord told me one time about dealing with some people in some situations. He said, I wrote it down. He said, Keith, it's not what they need. It's not what you see. It's not what you know. It's what will they receive? What are they able to receive and what will they receive? You know what He'll do? He'll point something out to you and you go, I see that. I need to fix that. I need to make a joke. He goes, that's right. And you can do it. I'll help you. So you work on it and you're doing better by the end of the week. And He goes, wow, that's good. You go, glory to God. That's good. Oh, how many know a little 3-year-old brings you a picture and you look at it, you don't even know what it is. It's just laying them. Oh, that's pretty, baby. That's pretty. Oh. You don't go, this is not art. I can't even tell whether that's a man or a dog or what. That's pitiful. All that would mean is you're ignorant. Right? Make them cry. That wouldn't prove anything about you except you're not smart. And there's no love. But He'll show you something and you'll work on it and you'll feel like you'll think, man, I just about got it. I'm probably just about like Jesus now. And He go, oh baby, you're doing good. You're doing good. There is another thing. He's not going to tell you there's 80,000 more things. But he's going to talk about one. But there's another thing that I wanted to talk to you about. And oh, okay. All right. But you can do it. I'll help you. You can do it.
Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes.
And He ministers to us according to what we're able to receive.
Amen.
And see and do. That's what love will do. But now notice what, that is not dealing harshly. Read this again. How did He say He dealt with them? He said, we were gentle among you like a mother caring for her little children. God is manifested through mothers in this area. Nothing like a real mother's touch. Do they know how to take care of that baby? Make sure that baby's tucked in and, don't just throw them around. Pitch them in the crib. What if they're cold? They'll be okay. Not a real mother. I said not a real mother. Real mother learns what part of the hand to use. To see about the temperature, right? Feel that, and the milk is okay, and that little foot's cool. That little foot is cool. Give me that blanket. Nourish. Somebody say nourish.
Nourish.
Cherish.
Cherish.
Today is Mother's Day, but It's just a day that should remind us of what to do every day. Because the Bible told us to honor our fathers and mothers. And it is the first commandment with a promise that if we'd do it, things would go well with us. And we'd live long. Live long on the face of the earth. Why? Because it's tied into God. All true fatherhood and true motherhood comes from God.
Amen.
That there is a husband and wife and children. That there is a family. That there is a mother and a daddy. That's from God.
Yes.
And can't you see the devil's trying to destroy it? He's doing everything he can to disrupt it and destroy it and take it apart so that there is no family. And you don't know what a mother or father is. And it's sad that we got so many people that have not grown up with mothers and fathers. It makes it hard for children coming up like that. But thank God, no matter what your past is, you got a father now. And actually, all of the attributes of motherhood come out of him. The Father God. And if you're in a good church, you got a church full of fathers and mothers. That's one thing Phyllis and I have enjoyed seeing about the church here. That people come in and maybe it's a broken family or a split family or this or that. And they come in and maybe the kids or grandkids haven't known a mother or father or a grandmother or grandfather. And we've seen the church just fill that in. And say, we'll be your grandfather. We'll be your grandparents. We'll be, you know, we'll be a daddy to them. We'll be a mama. And we got a whole church full of mamas and daddies and grandpas and grandmas. That's how it's supposed to be. Keep your eyes open for you to do that kind of thing. But in order to do it, you got to take time and not be harsh. And you got to be willing to nourish. Somebody say nourish.
Nourish.
Nourish. The word comes from the word that's like a hen sitting on her eggs and keeping them warm. That's what it means. Keep them warm. And we can do that with one another. He said, we did this with you. We were gentle. Somebody say gentle.
Gentle.
We were gentle among you, even as a nurse cherishes her children. Like a mother caring for her little children. One translation says, a nursing mother tenderly cares for her own children. Somebody say, tenderly cares. Love cares for, takes care of, and there's a tenderness in it. Somebody say, love takes care of.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Love Takes Care Of, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1106D. That's R1106D. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.